Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan, the show where we dive deep into tools, stories, and breakthroughs in the world of data science and artificial intelligence. So whether you're on your morning walk, prepping for your interview, in your car, or building something amazing from scratch, I hope this podcast helps you think a little sharper and ask better questions. Build smarter. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever opened a data set and thought to yourself, I have no idea where to begin? You're basically at work and you know, you're asked to look at some data and someone tells you like, hey, this is, you started a new job here and they're asking you to look at the data set that you're going to be working with all the time, but all they say is like, get familiar with this data, but you don't know how to really get familiar because I guess you don't know what questions to ask, right? Where to even begin. And you're not alone in this, because I'm sure every person who is starting a new role goes through this. And in fact, this exact moment actually inspired me to write a blog post first on this, which gained a lot of traction and a lot of people I felt could relate. Because I mean, in the 7 days or something that I've written the blog post, it gained like about, I think, 500 plus, read time on it. And a read time is 500 plus reads. So that would mean like roughly people are spending 30 plus seconds per read on average, right? So it was getting a lot of traction and it has been my most successful blog. Happy to say that. So that's why I wanted to create this episode, which I felt like this is something people face a lot at, part of the journey they are, especially if they're in the data field. Right, you're data scientist, data analyst, data engineer, whatever. You just you're faced with this challenge that you're asked to look at data, but really don't know what questions to ask. So I created a tool that I felt like could be a real game changer, especially for me, and I think it could be for you as well. So buckle up, because today I'm going to be walking you through how I built an AI tool that thinks like a data analyst or maybe a data scientist. And not only that, but I also want to unpack the problem that it solves, show you how the app works behind the scenes, and share how you can use it right now to level up your own analysis. Right? So what's the real struggle behind an exploratory data analysis? So let's be real, right? Exploratory data analysis, or EDA, isn't as straightforward as textbooks make it sound. The textbooks may say that, you know, load the data, check for nulls, data types, you know, check for the data types, like what the different data types present. And it could tell you like to do some histograms to see what to the count, frequency and everything. And by textbook, I mean, like, let's say you did actually do maybe a course in data analysis, data scientist, or you went to school for it, for your undergrad or your master's or your PhD program or whatever, right? I'm sure not at the PhD level, but definitely at the master's level, you are doing more EDA than you would be doing at the PhD level for sure. The drill is basically that you load the data, check for missing values or outliers, really, data types and their EDA, right? The actual data visualization, where you look for the counts. But real life data work, when you're in the actual workplace, it is way messier. So you're given a CSV with no documentation, no context, and vague instructions. Could be like, find something interesting in this data set, right? And this could be something like in interviews, you're doing a take home exam, for example. You're working with a new client, and maybe you're in a consulting company and you're working some new client project, and they'd ask you to find something interesting. And maybe that's a very quick turnaround time as well. So how do you be super fast in this, right? Or maybe just even in your internal stakeholder meetings, they'd be asking you through this. And the other thing which I spoke about was also onboarding, right? When you're starting a new company role, they might ask you to look at the data set. Not everybody has too much time to help you understand the data set. Maybe you're doing in a startup role, they still just give you the data and to look at it, right? And the turnaround time that you would have to produce results from it would be very quick. So you may be just struggling with the orientation aspect, and it's not that you're struggling with the analysis, it's just the way you've been told to do it. But here's the thing, you don't need to clean the data every time, you just need to ask better questions. And so, which brings me to the next section here, the spark, what really inspired me, right? So I was doing a take-home assignment for a company that I really admired, and they gave me a data set of car listings, and they asked me to explore it. So there was like no specific KPI, no business goal, just tell us something useful from the data set. And even though I did all the standard stuff, right, looking at some price distributions, missing values, correlation plots, nothing popped up. Then it hit me. Like, maybe it's not an analysis problem. It's just a question problem. And let me elaborate what that means. Like, I needed prompts that could nudge me. Like, asking the right questions from the data, right? That's what I meant as a question problem. So in this case, it was like, do accident-prone cars sell for less? Does city influence price? Are new cars listed for shorter durations? So what I wanted was something that could think like an analyst with me. And that's when I started building this tool. Obviously it could have helped me during the interview, but I think the main goal of this was to maybe set me up for success for future interviews. And if it's a great tool, share it with others to help them along with their process as well, right? So this is what the app does, really. Like, you upload a CSV. That's step one. Step two, the AI tool summarizes each column with the data type, unique values that are present in the data set, and ranges, examples, and it builds a custom prompt for GPT-4. And finally, GPT-4 then returns 10 thoughtful exploratory questions. So actually, the summarization of the columns, that is a code logic that's being written. But GPT-4, where the AI comes in, is it returns these exploratory questions that you can ask from the data set. So they are not shallow summaries. They are very nuanced, very context aware, and they're very useful in real workflows. So, like I said right before with these examples, so imagine you just joined a team and you get handed raw data to look at. So instead of freezing up, you get like a head start here, because this AI tool is doing that analysis for you. I mean, it's asking those questions, like what questions you should be asking, so that you are then maybe using a SQL code, a Python code, or whatever other right way to explore the data set. But now you know what questions to ask, because this tool is already giving you that head start. It's giving you a relevant way to frame the questions. And it's giving you an instant analytical momentum. And that's where the magic happens. So let's look at behind the code, which I'll be sharing in the blog post, which accompanies this podcast. So it'll be in the show notes for anybody wondering. So for my fellow builders and, you know, code tinkerers, I want to call it, here's a quick walkthrough of the backend code. So the app itself, it's built with Streamlit. So it's a Python-based library, and it's for the UI. It's a very easy library to use. OpenAI's GPT-4 API, and Pandas for data profiling. So once a user uploads a CSV, the app parses the columns. It categorizes them by data type and generates human readable summaries. So it's easy to understand those summaries, right? Then it feeds those summaries into a GPT-4 prompt like this. So the prompt goes like this, right? You are a data analyst. Here's a data set summary. What are 10 smart questions we should ask to understand this better? And GPT-4 then does its magic. We show the output in the app. You copy paste the questions, or you can use them to guide the dashboards that you build from it, the analysis that you want to do from this, in your take-home exams, in your side projects, client-side projects, your interviews, anything really, right? Like your onboarding with a new company. So a lot of use cases, but yeah, you know what questions to ask now, because, well, the tool is doing that for you. So you're just focusing on the analysis, right? So this is your guide now. Who is this for? So this is for you if you're a new hire who's ramping up on messy data sets. Like I mentioned, so even if you're a student who's practicing EDA for your school projects, this could be something that guides you there. And let's say you are a data analyst who's building portfolio projects for your interviews so that you can get interviews in the future, right? So this is very handy. Or now you, let's say you got the interview and it's like a take-home exam, and they ask you to still explore the data set. This is where you can use it. you're a freelancer scoping up raw data for clients. So let's say you're just on a client contract and they ask you to look at raw data to generate meaningful insights. This is where the tool comes in. So even senior analysts can use it to spark inspiration fast. Even if you're like maybe an established person in a company, I think even if you're looking at something new for the first time and again, don't know what questions to ask, this can give you that jumpstart. Right? It's not a replacement for deep thinking. It's a partner for better thinking. So you still want to be able to think deep, but also have a better thinking partner, right? So one of my favorite use cases for this so far has been one newsletter subscribed to me, a newsletter subscriber reached out to me last week and they were prepping for an interview and they were asked to paste in a data set. I mean, basically they were asked to look at data set and generate questions. So what they did was they used this tool, which I built in. They were able to generate questions because the app generated for it for them. And that this isn't something that they even considered. So they picked like 3 or 4 of those 10 questions which were generated. They ran an analysis and an ADA basically and built a slide deck which said that helped really gain their confidence back. Right? Like, I mean, I felt like they were a bit stuck here. And this kind of tool really helped them get unstuck. So my purpose of sharing this is just showing what's possible when we go from, you know, getting blank screen in our minds to more structured curiosity. So I wasn't sharing this to hype the tool, but just to show what's possible to do, right? And that's what this tool really helps you to do. Here's where I'm taking it next. So, as I mentioned, I will be sharing in the show notes the blog post that accompanies this podcast. And it will be in the show notes, which will have the full code of how to do it. And I mean, I will explain the process. If you want to be able to do that yourself, you can do that based on the process as well. And what's next is like, I will be doing a CSV upload with column profiling and using a custom tone, a stakeholder aware question generation as well. So custom tones as in like the way you want the data set to sound. So what that means is like if you want to ask more emotional questions from the data. So something like that would be an ideal next step. For this, so like make it smarter essentially, right? And I want to do it like a Slack bot or a ChatGPT plugin. So I think Slack allows you to, or maybe at least ChatGPT allows you to do it directly, but the idea is to do it like not just as a data upload in ChatGPT. This allows you to use an app. And I think apps are cool. So that's why I wanted to do this. And I want to add some visualization support to this. Some more data visualization support. More charts to look at. Smarter charts to look at. And so that's like some of the use cases I'm thinking. This is just the beginning. If this resonated with you, try it out. Paste in a data set that you have struggled with and let the AI give you that head start. And if it gives you even one useful question, let me know. Tag me, message me, share the output. Because better questions build better insights, and better insights build better careers. So thanks for listening to another episode of Data and AI with Mukundan. And until next time, keep thinking, keep questioning, and keep building.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.